what makes you want to run for this seat in this election?
Well, I've been involved with the party for a few years now in the background and was actually a writing director, but this is the first time I've decided to run as a candidate. And really it boils down to having watched and paid attention to politics over the years. I see that well, in Preston Manning's book, he described it quite perfectly, actually, that the establishment parties basically overtax Canadians and then meter the money back to them in specific programs with strings attached that really only benefit the party's standing, you know, to build support in an area or to reinforce support in an area. It's the priority is not to deliver the programs where they're needed and to the people that they're needed. It's all based on what Preston called old style politics, which is, you know, benefit the corporation of the big party, liberal, conservative, what have you. And they all govern exactly the same way. Their candidates do not represent the people. Their candidates basically represent the party to the people. And they, both the major parties, well, we call them the single uniparty, actually, but they basically depend on Canadians not paying attention to what's going on, not looking at anything other than their traditional voting pattern, and those parties depend on that. So our party, the People's Party of Canada, doing politics differently, our commitment, and myself and all of the candidates I'm affiliated with and associated with, our commitment is to represent the people in Parliament, and our commitment is to vote the way our constituents tell us to, you know, not to deliver party propaganda down to the electorate, but to represent the electorate in Parliament. So we have our party has our 20 platform items, which will be our, you know, our mandate to be elected. But beyond that, our party will have no party whip or whipped votes or forced votes by the candidates. They're to vote according to their people's wishes. It was very attractive to me in our party's philosophy. So,
when you look at the area of Pinoca Dewsbury, what are some of the main concerns you see is for those constituents?
Well, like the rest of Canada, you know, affordability with that is we need to completely open up free trade between the provinces. In Alberta in particular, you know what's going to come to a head here? Well, people are talking about it quite liberally now, but it's going to come to a head, which is Alberta sovereignty and perhaps even independence. And I think that's something that the major parties, the uniparty, is ignoring. They are still depending on their base of support, which is in Alberta, it's primarily conservatives. And if we don't start talking about how to fix Confederation, there's growing movements in Alberta to separate, and if we don't address it soon with things like transfer payments and the ability for Alberta in particular to get its resources marketed, the country as a whole is going to have to deal with that firestorm. Depending on who forms government in this election, it could be quite imminent.
I guess I'll just kind of, I think I have enough for a story, but I'll just ask you if there's any one message you want to send out to people listening that might, swing them to vote for you. Is there something you want to say to the voters?
Yeah. So like I already stated, the major parties, the Conservative Party depends on its traditional base of support in Alberta, but I would encourage Albertans to, vote with your heart, vote for a candidate, whether it's me or someone else, but vote for the candidate that you feel will honestly and properly represent your interests as individuals and as an individual riding in the House of Parliament. The major parties, they govern primarily to stay in power or to get back into power, and which means, how do I want to say it? It means accommodating Central Canada, and that's been seen before by even the Conservative governments of Mulroney, Harper. They have to accommodate Central Canada to win their votes in Ontario and Quebec, which is what they need to actually form government. But people need to start voting their own values and vote locally.